Hello all and welcome to the podcast of Modern Storyteller. My name is Surya T and it's a pleasure to have you here today. In this episode, I want to talk a little more on narration and the problems that occur when a narration is not consistent and has these gaps that cannot be filled properly. I know in the last episode we talked about unreliable narration and these gaps can be employed as part of that. But unless that is what you are going for, these gaps are very important not to be there. So without any further ado, let's get started. I was recently watching a TV series and what I realized is that there is a lot of consistency in TV series. Sure, certain TV series have small elements that do not make sense, but on a larger scale, a TV series is very consistent. The same things are maintained across the series. A person likes a certain thing, they usually almost like it for the entire series. It's nowhere the taste suddenly changed without explanation. Same thing goes with their dislikes, fears and everything. And one important reason I figure that out is because the characters are well developed and well established, but they're not revealed entirely so that there is a little bit of room to play with. Saying that, there are also areas where there is inconsistency, and this inconsistency, although it leads to certain humorous situations, sometimes it just stands out and makes the entire series worse. So why is this consistency important in narration? The most important reason I can give you for this is consistency is important because we as logical human beings, we want to see a logical flow between events. Although most of the events are driven by emotion, we want to see a logical flow. We want to see a cause and effect. If there is someone proposing, there are two logical choices. We know the answer is yes or a no. Based on the events that transpired before, if we establish a loving relationship, then we can expect a yes. You can use the narrative to shift it to no, to bring a set of dramatic turn. This person, we've established the entire story in such a way that there is a loving relationship between two people. And the moment this guy proposes or this girl proposes, the other says no. They say no, and this is a effect that you do not expect based on the cause. So what do you do? The first thing you do is why, and you can explain that why using some sort of other devices, but here that consistency is maintained. Let's say you say that despite the loving relationship, this person is saying no and you stop it there. You are not closing that story. This closure is important. This is where an inconsistency comes in the story. When someone says no, we are curious to figure out why. Why are they saying no? And if you do not bring this aspect into the story, then you are essentially just writing something virtually. There is no realistic component to it. See, like I keep saying, real people inspire realistic characters. People are very curious and they want to know. So when you write a story, these are the various aspects that you need to put into consideration. See, a story hooks people, and if there is no consistency in the story, if there are logical gaps, then the story essentially feels bland. The story feels in pieces. The second reason is this is something that I've been seeing in a bunch of TV series. Particularly when the actor needs to be replaced. So, I'll take two examples here. The first one is Doctor Who. I started watching the rebooted series when I first started. I did not know that there was a lot of lore behind Doctor Who that existed until I started googling it. What happens in the series is when the actor needs to be replaced, they go through a phase called regeneration. In the episode, the actor faces a mortal threat and this time they don't win. They give in to that, they face a very fatal blow. And this fatal blow essentially causes them to regenerate or in a way save their lives but transform how they look. So when the first time this was to be done, what the showrunners have done is they created an entire lore around this particular event. They said that Time Lords, the species that Doctor comes from, have the ability to cheat death through this aspect. And this has been a very important way to keep the show running for over 50 years so far. See, in this way, when a new actor comes, a new doctor comes, the entire story has to be rewritten, or in a way the entire character is different because each doctor has a separate characteristic. This is explained through regeneration. But this is not often the case. When you look at 2.5 Men, for 8 seasons, Charlie Harper, who's played by Charlie Sheen, plays an important role. In the beginning, you see that Charlie Harper is interested in having a lot of meaningless one-night stands with women and doesn't really care about the fact that there could be something beyond that. But over the series, over the 8 seasons, you see him mature, and towards the end, you see him longing and wanting for a real relationship. And by then, he has been in a few real relationships, which unfortunately break away due to reasons that sometimes he cannot control. So in the end, when he asks Rose away for a weekend and says that he plans to ask her to marry him, and the next episode we hear that Charlie has died under mysterious circumstances, and the story that Rose narrates, that despite the fact that she has said yes to his proposal of marriage, she has still found him in shower with another woman. This breaks the character. You see, this was a Charlie that maybe until season 2 or 3, this was his character. A simple googling has told me that during the time there has been certain disagreement between Charlie Sheen and the showrunners, and they decided to not continue the contract after 8th season. This story that is told to the audience about Charlie Harper's death is very mysterious. It just doesn't make sense, and you see that inconsistency when you clearly see that. Yes, Charlie Harper was a person who has had one-night stands with a lot of women, some who are in relationships, who have husbands, who have long-term boyfriends that they are planning to marry. But that doesn't really concern Charlie. But what you see at the end of season 6, season 7, is that Charlie is making efforts and willing to do a lot more for having one relationship. For an entire season, Charlie has but one relationship, and post that relationship you can see Charlie trying a lot to have a mature relationship despite the fact that he has a lot of urge to go back to meaningless one-night stands. So when the ninth season came around and the first episode they were talking about Charlie's death, it felt like they were depriving me of something, that they were falsely telling me that Charlie Harper is of but little value. One of the reasons why I stopped watching that TV series was this inconsistency in narration caused a lot of trouble, and it was so difficult for me to watch the series post that to this day I consider, and I think a lot of people agree with me, that 2.5 Men is a show of 8 seasons, not 12. See, this is how an inconsistency in narrative plays out. You need practice to pull something like this off. And even then, you don't change the underlying fundamentals. You change the way you portray the story. You do not change the entire story. Had they said there has been some sort of an accident, maybe a heart attack, and unfortunately he has died, it made sense. His heart was weak and he has probable liver damage. But putting the entire thing in this perspective has ruined the story. So what I'm trying to say is, when you're talking about inconsistencies in narration, be very clear how you're portraying the story. There can be certain inconsistencies, like we talked about in unreliable narrator, there can be a signal as to what the narrator is like. We can signal that, you know, I said once it's 1984, now I'm saying it's 1983. You can use this as trying to show that the character is a little bit delirious, the character has some sort of a mental challenge. But you need a lot of practice to pull this sort of a thing, and you need to know that this makes sense in a narrative. So, long story short, what I'm trying to say is, a narration follows a cause and effect model, and until you're very sure that the cause leads to the effect and the effect leads to the next effect, do not write that. Before we go, I just want to talk about my new novel, T-5 Years. It's a web novel being published on Wattpad and a few other platforms. T-5 Years follows Vikram, who's landed in 2015, 5 years before the apocalypse. Vikram realizes that he has little knowledge of the future, and through flashes of that, he can figure out that he has to do something, and that's why he has been sent back in time. What he has to do, what he has to save, he has no idea. Would Vikram be able to figure out what he has to do? Would Vikram be able to finish his goal? Stay tuned and you'll find out. So that's all I have for today. I hope you have gotten enough to start writing your stories. The resources for this episode are uploaded on my Patreon page and the blog. The summary is available to all, and there is another document with additional tips. If you're interested in supporting the Modern Storyteller podcast, you can do so by either buying the additional tips document or becoming a patron to directly get access to these episodes, as well as the ones that came before this, by becoming a patron with less than $1 per episode. You can check out the additional benefits on my Patreon page, for which the link is down below. Have a good day writing. See you in the next episode. Surya T signing off.